This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces on Saturday urged their U.S. allies to assume their moral obligations to protect them from a cross-border Turkish offensive now in its fourth day. Raydor Khalil is an official in the Syrian Democratic Forces. He said, "We call on our allies to fulfill their duties and assume their moral obligations. We do not want them to send their soldiers to the front line to risk their lives. What we want is to close the airspace to Turkish warplanes, something they are able to do easily." The SDF was the main ground partner in the protracted U.S.-led campaign against the Islamic State group in Syria. They lost 11,000 fighters before finally overrunning the self-proclaimed caliphate in March. The Turkish offensive began after U.S. President Donald Trump ordered U.S. troops to pull back from the border. Meanwhile, hundreds gathered outside the White House Saturday to protest Turkey's incursion into Kurdish-controlled northeast Syria and urge U.S. action. Many of the demonstrators were Kurdish Americans, angry at U.S. President Donald Trump for standing aside as Turkey sent troops into Syria to fight the Kurds. Lukman Rust was one of those protesting.
Our mission is to give a message to Donald Trump for the decision he made on Turkey regarding giving a green light to Turkey to kill all these innocent people, to for Turkey to go do what he's doing now, bombing, killing civilians, Kurds for no reason. We'd like him to think about it one more time.
The Washington, D.C. rally and march came as thousands of Kurds and their local supporters in France and Greece rallied on Saturday to protest military action in northeast Syria. This is VOA News.